Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Norm Brodsky, senior contributing editor to Inc. magazine, but that's just his sideline. Most of the time, he's running businesses that he's founded from rental units, right? Storage units. That's where you got your start, I think. And now you're in the hotel business. You're a hotelier. Look out, Marriott. Here comes Norm, right?
Black Gold Suites, Jim.
Black Gold Suites. Is that what it's called?
Gold. G-O-L-D. Yeah.
Black Gold Suites in North Dakota.
Correct.
With a Balkan... Bakken oil find is up there.
Exactly.
Yeah. So if you get to North Dakota, folks, look up the Black Gold Suites.
And any of your followers that need a job, it's the place to go. Unemployment in that area is 0.3%, and in all of North Dakota, it's 3%.
Wow. How about that? So all because of oil, my friends. Norm, one of the things that I've talked about on the show, folks, we're talking about boredom. How to avoid the dangers and the pitfalls of being bored as a small business owner, which I'm still working on being bored. I usually have too many things going on to be bored. But one of the things that I've talked about a lot on the show is called it's okay to I call it the Blasingame's law of business love, and it's okay to fall in love with what you do. But it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. And so if what by that I mean, it's okay to be in the hotel business. You can love being in the hotel business, but you can't be in love with the way you build a hotel. If the way people want to see a hotel is different, you got to get over how you used to do it.
Well, that's really interesting because you know, every business I've ever started, I fell in love with, Jim. Mm-hmm. So people used to say when I had that storage business, right, and we stored records, meaning people's business records, mm-hmm. right, they said, that's a dull business. And I used to take a big, deep breath and say, boy, do I love the smell of cardboard, mm-hmm. you know, every time I walk into one of my warehouses. So I love the business, and every mm-hmm. business I've gone into I've loved. But you're right, you can't fall in love with the way you do it, because if you do, you get stuck, you make mistakes, and you have to learn from your mistakes. And that's, a lot of people do that. They continue to, you know, it's like hitting your head against a wall. The only time you stop is when it hurts, you know. You've got to learn to change the way you do business depending on a customer's needs, and their needs change and their wants change. So you have to be aware of that fact. You can't do the same thing day after day. And one thing you do when you look at your business, you reevaluate it all the time. How can I do it better? What are my customers' wants? What are their needs? And if you don't do that and you keep doing it the same way, you're destined to fail.
Well, one of the great examples I like to give is in 1993, IBM was 80 years old, and they thought they were in the computer business.
Right.
And they had the greatest, in one quarter, they had the largest loss of any corporate quarter in the history of mankind. And all of a sudden, I think it was Gerstner, who was the CEO at the time, he said, wait a minute, we're not in the computer business, we're in the information management business.
Right.
He changed he didn't do away with computers and software, but he added services that rounded out their portfolio to help them understand that they were in the information management business. Well, today IBM's back on top.
Yeah, well, I give you
but they another... were literally about they there was a time 20 years ago when they didn't know if they were going to make it or not.
Yeah, that's true. And another example, even with me, we built this hotel, the first hotel in the Bakken that you talked about a few minutes ago, right? And we said, oh, this is great. It's going to be for the workers. It's going to be long stay. Mm-hmm. So we built a long stay hotel. And what happens is, what we found out is that people come lots of times Monday through Thursday. Mm-hmm. They didn't need these full kitchens. They didn't mm-hmm. need the room setup we did. And so instead of continuing on the same line, we just opened up our second hotel 3 weeks ago, we built it to the needs of what they wanted, which was a lot different than what we thought. So if we continued along that, and we changed the first hotel, by the way, and if we continued along that path, we would have been out of business. Instead, we're 94% booked.
It's okay to love what you do, but you can't love how you do it. If you do, you won't make it.
Exactly.
Hey, Norm, great job today. So always, we always get so smart when you join us.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Appreciate you being here. Norm Brodsky, ladies and gentlemen, inkmac.com. You can find all of his wisdom there, folks, and his inspiration is what he does every day as a business owner. Norm, thanks again. He'll be back another day, folks. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.